Nolte, Gavin Newsom melts down after President Trump says great if Tom Homan arrests the governor. By John Nolte on June 9, 2025. Governor Gavin Newsom, DCA, is much more interested in winning the social media wars than bringing peace and prosperity to his failed state. On Monday afternoon, President Trump was asked his thoughts about White House Executive Associate Director of Enforcement and Removal Operations, aka Border Czar, Tom Homan, saying he would arrest Newsom and failed Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass if they broke federal law. Even though Homan never said he would arrest Bass or Newsom, all he said is that if they cross a specific legal line, they are not above the law. Here's what Homan actually said. "You cross that line," he told MSNBC over the weekend. "It's a felony to knowingly harbor and conceal an illegal alien. It's a felony to impede law enforcement from doing their job." So Homan's comments are nothing like the fake media are portraying them. Regardless, on Sunday night, while Los Angeles was overrun by rioters flying the Mexican flag, Newsom freaked out and took Homan out of context to play the big, tough guy. "Come after me, arrest me. Let's just get it over with, tough guy, you know? I don't give a damn. But I care about my community. I care about this community," Newsom boasted to NBC News. "So, Tom, arrest me. Let's go." On Monday, Trump was asked if Homan should go ahead and call Newsom's bluff and arrest him. An obviously amused and sarcastic president said, "I would do it if I was Tom. I think it's great. Gavin will like the publicity, but I think it would be very good." Then, getting serious, Trump said, accurately, of Newsom, "He's done a terrible job. Look, I like Gavin Newsom, he's a nice guy, but he's grossly incompetent, everybody knows." Referring to California's boondoggle of a high-speed rail system, Trump added, "All you have to do is look at the little railroad he's building. He's about 100 times over budget." Pointing to a spot on the White House lawn, the president continued, "We're putting a flagpole over there. Under budget. I always do under budget." To the surprise of no one, Margaret Dumont, Gavin Newsom immediately clutched his pearls over this on X. "The president of the United States just called for the arrest of a sitting governor," Newsom wrote as smoke from burning cars rose over Los Angeles. "This is a day I hoped I would never see in America. I don't care if you're a Democrat or a Republican. This is a line we cannot cross as a nation. This is an unmistakable step toward authoritarianism. Newsom cannot stop looking like a fool. When he should be focused on protecting the citizens of his state, he's grandstanding, demagoguing, and interested only in the spotlight. In other words, he's flailing." California voted for Newsom, and now California is getting what it voted for. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.